Prague's old town, on the corner of Celetna Street and Ovocný Trh, you will find the House of the Black Madonna, one of the most distinctive structures in a city known for its unparalleled mix of architectural styles. It was the first building in the rare Cubist style of architecture strongly associated with the city, and today houses a Cubist museum. Completed in the second decade of the 20th century, the House of the Black Madonna was designed by Josef Gacsár. It was the perfect venue, therefore, for the launch this week of the first extensive monograph dedicated to Gacsár, who lived from 1880 to 1945 and is regarded as one of the founders of modern Czech architecture.
I think he is one of the most important architects of first half of the 20th century because he was a representant of many styles of that period, from Art Nouveau through Cubism, very curious style which was born here in Prague, then Art Deco period and also avant-garde architecture, in functionalism. And in any period he created a fantastic type of architecture.
Architect and writer Zdeněk Lukáš is a member of the team of authors behind the freshly published tome. We discuss the work of Josef Gacsár at the restored Grand Café Orient on the first floor of the House of the Black Madonna. Lukáš told me the architect was known beyond the borders of his homeland during his lifetime.
He was respected also outside Czechoslovakia or Czech lands. For instance, in 1914, he was responsible for exhibition of Czech Werkbund in Cologne, Germany. And it was a presentation of Cubist art outside Bohemia. That's why it was very important. And I think very influential to generation of German expressionists.
What for you are his greatest buildings or greatest projects?
I think that one of the best is Black Madonna House. Now we are sitting in a famous cafe, which was redesigned by plans of Josef Gacsár because the original furniture was destroyed during 20s. This is an example of Cubism in architecture, style which was born here in Prague in 1911 thanks to Gacsár's friend and colleague Pavel Janák. And maybe this is one of the best examples of this very expressionist style of that era, which was finished in 1912.
Thanks to its location, a short walk from Prague's Old Town Square, the House of the Black Madonna is the example of Gacsár's work that visitors to the Czech Republic are most likely to see. But there are several other gems to be found, both in the capital and in towns like Hradec Králové and Pardubice.
Another leading project is Wenke department store, which was designed by him in 1909 in a small town of Jaroměř, which was one of the first European examples of pre-constructivist buildings with light glass facade. Or during 20s, he was author of Legio Bank building here in Prague, which is also a very important monument of that era.
That was the Legionnaires Bank.
Yes. And also his late project of Church of St. Wenceslas in Praha-Vršovice is one of the best examples of modern architecture in Europe. And many of his projects were presented also in foreign magazines of architecture of that era, and he was also mentioned in a Macmillan Encyclopedia of Modern Architects as one of about three or four Czechoslovak people.
Am I right in thinking that this cafe we're sitting in the House of the Black Madonna is the only Cubist cafe in the world?
Of course, this is the only Cubist cafe in the world. One cafe was also in Budapest, but it was destroyed. And there are also two original Cubist interiors of two churches, one in Prague and one near Prague, but no another Cubist cafe like this.
new book on Josef Gotchar is an impressive publication, to say the least. At over 400 pages, it features more than 500 pictures and photographs, along with many designs and plans. The latter include fascinating plans for projects that were never realized, like an extension to Prague's Old Town Hall and a state gallery intended for either Kampa or Letná. Very coolly designed, the monograph is hefty too, weighing several kilos, and it sells for 2,500 crowns, or $135. The book contains several sections focusing on various aspects of Gotchar's work. The part dedicated to the architect's interiors is written by Daniela Karasová, who's been curator of the Cubist furniture collection at Prague's Museum of Decorative Arts for 2 decades.
Já jsem ovšem za tu dobu de facto měla vždycky Gotchara spojeného s...
For all that period, I'd associated Gotchar with Cubism. But while working on this amazing book, I spent many hours in the archive of the Technical Museum and came into contact with members of some of the families for whom Gotchar created designs, the interiors. I learned a lot, for instance, about his pre-Cubist period.
Mrs. Karasová says Josef Gotchar was designing his remarkable interiors for a select group of clients.
Byli to prostě intelektuálové praští, byli to lidi, kteří si dokázali, měli odvahu si nechat...
They were Prague intellectuals. They had the courage to order cubist furniture for their homes. And this furniture was strongly criticized at the time. Caricatures were published poking fun at both Gotchar and those he designed interiors for. In one such comic strip, somebody lies down on one of his sofas and breaks his arm, gets a lump on his head and things like that.
Josef Gotchar is said to have avoided writing or speaking much about his work, and he's quoted as saying, "Whoever says too much feels too little." But according to Zdeněk Lukáš, this apparent reticence didn't prevent him from conveying his vision to the generations that followed him.
I think he was a nice man, very respected by a younger generation of architects, and one of the best teachers of architecture. He taught in Academy of Art after his professor Jan Kotěra, and he was very successful. For instance, some of his students also studied in a technical university in Prague, but then they moved to Gotchar's School of Architecture for 1 or 2 years. Especially, he was very important for avant-garde generation of architects of 20s and 30s, and some of them also collaborated on some projects of Gotchar, like, for instance, Alois Wachsmann, who was also a famous painter of surrealistic period.
And the highly respected architectural historian Zdeněk Lukáš ends that edition of Panorama.